last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your humble host, Muzaffar Haidar. In the studio today, we have with us Dr. Karimi. Dr. Karimi, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
So we've been discussing all sorts of seemingly scattered subjects. We've been talking about fitna. We've been talking about the definition of akhiru zaman, of the end times. And then we've been talking about how, as a believer, the more you believe, the more your trials will actually increase as well. This is not a cue for anybody to think that, you know, I should not therefore believe because I don't want these trials and tribulations to come my way. No, that's not it. All of these discussions that we're having come under the umbrella of Mahdawiyya. They're all about the subject of the end times and Imam Mahdi ajjalallahu ta'ala faraja sharif, the last savior. So I believe that Dr. Karimi had more secrets to share with us.
Sure. As I mentioned, there are, for believers, any kind of divine test and trial and tribulation is a kind of blessing if they are patient over that. Either their sins are cleansed or, there is a great reward for them in paradise for that, and their level in paradise will be raised, and so on and so forth. There is a narration from our Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, and I found it very interesting, and I ask our dear listeners to pay careful attention to that, because sometimes as believers, we see that some people complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, why me? Why every day I face a new problem and difficulty, and why not others, for example? Of course, we say that according to the narrations, the closer a person, a believer, is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the greater his or her afflictions would be.
This man is my hero, for he's the light of guidance, and he should be yours too, and he should be yours too, and he should be yours too. This man is my hero, for he's the light of guidance, and he should be yours too, and he should be yours too.
According to this narration, one day the Holy Prophet, addressing his companions, said that curse is the property and the wealth whose zakat is not paid. Referring to the fact that if people do not pay the zakat of their properties, the ones that the people are obligated to pay the zakat of, then there is no blessing in that property. And then the Holy Prophet continued and said, curse is everybody whose zakat is not paid, although within 40 days. Mm-hmm. So the companions of the Prophet told him that, we know what you mean by the zakat and the alms of our properties and the secrets behind that. We know that if we do not pay the zakat, then there is no blessing in our properties. Mm-hmm. But what do you mean by saying that everybody whose zakat is not paid is also cursed, although within 40 days? The Holy Prophet said that the zakat, the alms of your body, is for body to be afflicted with a calamity, with a problem. Then the companions of the Prophet were surprised, and then the Holy Prophet explained it more. He says that a believer within 40 days, this number of 40 has been mentioned in another narration, that within every 40 days, something difficult, a kind of problem happens for a believer so that he doesn't forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mm-hmm. and he be reminded of his duties when it comes to religious responsibilities. Mm-hmm. So the Holy Prophet says that when I talk about the zakat of your body, I mean that every 40 days within this period of time, something, a problem happens to the body of a believer. Then the prophet mentioned some examples which are interesting. He says that maybe his body is injured, mm-hmm. or there is a kind of illness for his or her body. Or maybe when they walk, a thorn pierces their bodies, or another kind of problem. So the Holy Prophet is referring to the fact that within every 40 days, one of the examples of what we call it trials or tribulations or problems and calamities will happen for a believer. As I mentioned, some people complain that why always we are afflicted, why not other people? Mm. These narrations are telling us that if you are afflicted, at least one of the understandings of these problems is that you are a true believer and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to test you, so you need to be careful how to be patient over these calamities and afflictions. This is in Al-Kafi, volume 2, page 258.
And we'll come right back to that before you mention that, Doctor. Inshallah, after a break.
Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawmil akhiri wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah. بعد الموت لا إله إلا الله آمنت بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر والقدر خيره وشره من الله والبعث بعد الموت لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله
Welcome back to the studio. We've been discussing about trials, tribulations. We've been saying how every 40 days a believer is tested and tried in some way, either through a thorn going into his foot or, I don't know, he could become sick or some sort of other thing that happens. There's always going to be tests, and these tests will increase the more our iman increases, inshallah. Dr. Karimi, you were about to mention a hadith.
Yeah, this is the last narration that I would like to share before going to do our main topic. Imam Ali alayhi salam in one narration tells the believers that you should not pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the following manner. You should not say that, do not afflict me with any problem or with mm-hmm. any calamity. No, this is not a true proper prayer and supplication, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test all the people. This is for every person, and you are not excluded. But if you want to pray, say the following. Say, oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please save me from mudallatul fitan, those afflictions that may lead me to go astray.
Allah.
So some of these afflictions might be mudal, might cause some people to go astray. So this is the way that Imam Ali alayhi salam instructs the believers to supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when it comes to the afflictions. So these are some of the narrations that somehow refer to the fact that, first of all, the afflictions are for all the people, and second of all, there are many benefits for them, for those believers who are able to be patient over them.
So far, we've been talking a lot about the idea of fitnas and trials and tribulations in general. Can we take it now to the end times and the fitnas that will increase at that time?
So you mentioned end time. As I mentioned, there are many definitions to that. From now, what we mean by end times or Akhir Zaman is the time before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So it could be 1 year before the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, or 1 century before that, or 1 week. We are not sure about that. So we are living in this time. I mean, these narrations are referring to those fitnas in the time of the major occultation, and that is why we, as believers who live in this time, we need to know about these fitnas as mentioned in the narrations. So again, I repeat the fact that we should not think that as soon as we see one of these fitna taking place, it is a sign for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. No. We know that according to the narrations, there are five signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and they are called the certain signs.
They certainly
signs.
Have yeah. to take place.
We have five certain signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, and there are some other signs which are not certain.
That's absolutely fascinating. Dr. Karimi, if you don't mind, if we could just go for a quick break and then we'll come back, inshallah.
The Last Savior. We're
waiting for you to die by your side.
I know he's one of the Ahl Bayt and the last one. And he's going to change the world.
According to the Shia scholars, for the non-certain signs, because of the fact that we believe in Bada, we shouldn't call them as certain signs because Bada might happen. Meaning
Excellent.
That
right.
may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change the situation because of the deeds of the people. But these five signs are called the certain signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Now the question is that will Bada also take place regarding these five signs? The famous idea is that no, the answer is negative. I also believe that it's not possible for Bada to take place regarding these five signs.
Wow.
Because of the fact that the Imams of the Ahlul Bayt, when they mentioned these five signs as the certain signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, they want to guide the Shia not to be deceived by the claimants.
Right.
So Bada cannot happen for these five certain signs. Otherwise, there is a great possibility for the believers to be deceived by those people who claim to be the Imam or mm-hmm. the deputy of the Imam, and they are just claimants. So these five signs are, one of them is the uprising of Sufyani, and also the other one is that of Yamani. Then we have a kind of cry in the heaven, Sayha, this is the Arabic term of it. And Nafs Zakiya, a person whose features are mentioned in narrations, will be killed. And then Khasf Bayda, which refers to the fact that the earth will swallow the army of Sufyani in a special place called Bayda. So these are five certain signs for the reappearance of Imam Mahdi. And before that, no one can claim that the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is, for example, very, very close. Is the next week, is next month, or next year. Some people claim that because they refer to some narrations which refer to the non-certain signs of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, or they refer to the narrations in which these fitnas that we are going to discuss are mentioned. But the point is that these fitnas are not the signs of the closeness of the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. So, of course, as any other Shia, we also hope that, inshallah, the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam is very close. And we will be alive at that time.
Inshallah.
Although the possibility of Raj'a is there, we can be revived after the reappearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. But the point is that we should not somehow
skip these five signs.
Yeah,
we have to recognize that these are
certain
signs.
Before seeing these five signs, no one can claim that it's just there.
Right.
So we need to wait and we need to pray for that.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you for that was a beautiful summarization there. We're out of time. So inshallah, I really do look forward to speaking in more detail about these five certain signs in the future, inshallah. From myself and from Dr. Karimi, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. O Allah, protect your representative, Al-Hujjah bin al-Hasan, Imam al-Mahdi, and send salutation upon him and his ancestors, now as well as all the times. Be his guardian, protector, guide, and assistance. Help him in his path and be watchful for him till you let him rule over the earth willingly and cause him to live in it for a long time.
حتى تسكنه Amen.